Shabbat Shalom. Pray with me, please. Father, bless us by your presence here this morning. Bless us through your word and through music. As we worship you, speak to our hearts, prepare our minds for what you'd have us take away today. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen. This week's parsha starts in Leviticus 14 and goes through chapter 15. Now, if you were like me, you could admit it. Leviticus was just one of those books that I just didn't really get too excited about, didn't really want to get in there. But I submit to you, every portion of the Old Testament, as I look at it, seems to point towards Yeshua. Every single part. And this part does as well. So Leviticus 14, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "These are the regulations for the diseased person at the time of his ceremonial cleansing. When he is brought to the priest is to go outside the camp and examine him. If the person has been healed of his infectious skin disease, the priest shall order that two live clean birds and some cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop be brought for the one to be cleansed." You can read the rest of this, and it goes through the procedure, what everybody's supposed to do, and even goes into the cleansing from mildew and the discharges is causing uncleanliness. But this morning, I want to bring out that when God set forth these regulations, whether this ones and the dietary laws, I bet the people didn't realize that it was for their own good and for their own protection. If you look at the dietary laws or keeping kosher today, I mean, it's really healthy. It really is. And don't we do the same with people that are sick? If you are sick, please stay home from service. Do not infect the whole congregation. We do the same thing. Really, infectious diseases, I mean, they put people in quarantine. Now, leprosy was looked upon among the Jews as a particular mark of God's displeasure. In Scripture, we find Miriam and Uzziah, for a few, smitten with leprosy for some particular sin, and therefore Yeshua, to show that he came to turn away from the wrath of God by taking away sin. That's what he did for us. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8. I'm going to tie this all together. Because this disease was supposed to come from the hand of God, it was also supposed to be removed by the hand of God. It was not attempted to be cured by the physicians, but was to put under the inspection of the priests. They waited to see what God would do. Matthew chapter 8. When Yeshua came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Yeshua reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Yeshua said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priests and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." I find it interesting that this is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first miracle or healing that Yeshua did. Correct? I think so. I think it is. And for him to come and cleanse the leper, cleanse the person that was supposedly inflicted with this from God and that only God could remove, Yeshua is making a statement here. In Yeshua, we see the law completed. The leper in Matthew, the leper approaches Yeshua with humility. Bowing down before another person was a great act of respect for the other's dignity, especially for a Jewish person. The leper not only shows physical signs of respect towards Yeshua, but he acknowledges that Yeshua has the right to decide whether to grant this request. To acknowledge that God has the right to grant or refuse a request is not a lack of faith. It's the ultimate act of dependence on God's compassion and takes great trust and commitment for a desperate person. When we pray, if God doesn't answer our prayers immediately, if he doesn't answer our prayers the way we think he should, that's not a lack of faith. Trust God that he knows best, that he will do what's best for you. That takes a great commitment to God. The leper has perfect trust in Yeshua's power. He knows Yeshua is able to make him clean if he wants to. He's not using "if you are willing" as a religious way of saying, "I doubt that you can, but I would be happy if you would like do something for me." No. He trusts Yeshua completely. Yeshua not only heals, but touches the untouchable. Jewish law forbade touching lepers. Find that in Leviticus chapter 5. And they quarantined lepers from the regular society. People avoided most contact with them. Yeshua's authority and power are demonstrated here. The leper was immediately healed. He didn't tell the leper to go jump in the Jordan River or to do anything else to bring about the healing. And I also find it interesting that God, he never does the same thing twice. Later, we read about the 10 lepers that Yeshua healed. That time, he healed them from a distance. And what happened? They were healed. But who returned to give glory to God? The Samaritan. But in that case, he didn't even touch him. In other cases, with the centurion said, my daughter is sick. And he said, your faith is great. Yeah, go. So, the leper was immediately healed. His authority and power were demonstrated here. Yeshua wants to make the man whole. Yeshua has compassion on him, as he has compassion on us. Yeshua does not seek honor for himself. He tells the leper not to tell anyone how he was healed, but we read in Mark, account. Thank you. We read that he spoke freely about it. He told everybody about it to the point that Yeshua couldn't even enter a town openly, but he either stayed outside or had to sneak in. But he did not seek the honor for himself. And Yeshua honors the requirements of the law of Moses. Yeshua upholds the law. Yeshua may not seek credit for the miracle, but his faithfulness to the law takes precedence here. You can read of the same account in Mark and Luke. But what can we take away for ourselves today? How do we act towards those with diseases? I can remember one occasion I was extremely concerned and had to just give everything over to God. As when my 13-year-old granddaughter went to Rwanda for a month and was ministering at AIDS orphanages. Her trust was a lot more than mine. We have pictures of her holding these babies, fully trusting God. But do we trust God completely? Honestly, no. Our human tendency, we don't. At least I can say that for myself. I know God will honor and bless our family, and he's always done it over and over again. But what is trusting God completely? Before we accepted the gift of Yeshua, each and every one of us were spiritual lepers living outside of God's family. Thank you, Yeshua, for your spiritual healing and touch. Shabbat Shalom.